The United Methodist Church holds a conference every 4 years to determine policy for its 12 million members. Thousands of leaders will discuss the church's stances on such issues as the war in Afghanistan, immigration, and homosexuality. John Wagner, a United Methodist pastor from Ohio, hopes the church will stop investing in companies that profit from Israel's occupation of the West Bank.
We are here in Tampa because the general conference of our denomination will be meeting here this next 2 weeks. Thousands and thousands of United Methodists will be here. We are going to consider a proposal to divest from some companies that our denomination holds stock in that contribute or help to sustain the occupation.
Suzanne Hoder is an activist with Cairo's Response, a movement within the United Methodist Church which seeks to remove church investments from companies that support the occupation, like Caterpillar, Hewlett-Packard, and Motorola Solutions.
Motorola Solutions provides a radar system that helps to guard settlements that are built illegally in violation of international law on Palestinian land in the West Bank. And Motorola provides equipment to surround them and to help guard these settlements. And it also provides equipment that's installed on sniper towers in the West Bank and on the separation wall built, again, in violation of the law inside the West Bank.
Hoder says Caterpillar provides 60-ton D9 bulldozers to the Israeli military, which have been used to destroy 25,000 Palestinian homes along with trees and water systems. In 2003, American college student Rachel Corey was killed in the Gaza Strip when she was run over by one of these bulldozers. Jim Dugan is the chief corporate spokesperson for Caterpillar. He says the U.S. government is the middleman between Caterpillar and foreign militaries.
Caterpillar, in these instances, are providing products, not just the D9 earth-moving equipment, but other products as well, to the U.S. government through this foreign military sales program. The U.S. government then supplies the products to the Israeli government.
A spokesperson for Motorola declined to be interviewed, but said in an email statement, "As a well-respected and responsible corporate citizen, our global activities are conducted in accordance with U.S., local, country, and other applicable laws, as well as our own code of business conduct." Hewlett-Packard didn't respond to the interview request by deadline. The 2012 General Conference begins at the Tampa Convention Center tomorrow and runs through May 4th. You can find more at umc.org. For WMNF News, I'm Mike Madison in Tampa.